So today is the Sunday before Epiphany, Epiphany being on every year on January 6th, which would be Tuesday. So we find ourselves in the period that's called the 12 days. You can say 12 days of Christmas. In Greek, it's just called the Dodeka Imeron, the 12 days. Imagine, you know, it's like Pineville, Matthews Road, you know, and on the one end is Pineville, which is Christmas, and the other end is Matthews, or the, you know, border of Matthews Way, what is it, Mint Hill, the next one, you know, and that would be Epiphany, and that, you know, covers the 12 days, and we don't call it, if you don't want to call it Pineville Matthews Road, you can call it Highway 51, so we can call this the 12 days, okay, we can give it a number, right? So we had Christmas, we had, you know, the week after was eight days after Christmas, which we celebrated St. Basil, but we also celebrated when the Lord was circumcised. And then we kind of like fast forward 30-some years to the baptism. We've said it in other times that while the baptism is very important and significant, the feast is called Epiphany or Theophany, which means the revelation of God. And you know from reading your Bible that what happened there was the Lord was present in the water being baptized by John. The voice of the Father came from heaven saying, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." And the Spirit in the form of a dove hovered over his head. Okay, so this was in the world, the first time that the Holy Trinity was manifest in such a, let's say, visible, audible, sort of sense perception, a perceptive way. There's a feast coming up February 2nd, which we might call Mint Hill, which is, you know, 40 days after Christmas, another stop, and that's 40 days after the Lord was born. The Lord was taken by his parents to the temple to be, you know, blessed, like we do here, and I think we're going to have a 40-day blessing here come up. So Epiphany is probably, all the feasts of the Lord are important, and we had a big attendance on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And those services on the eve of this big feast of Epiphany and Christmas were designed back in the day to give all kinds and every kind of person, you know, opportunity to attend church, hear the gospel, hear the prophecies that are, you know, relevant to this feast. So the evening service for Epiphany is tomorrow at 6, and there will also be the great blessing of water to commemorate, you know, the way that the Lord blessed the water by being baptized in the Jordan. Those of you who aren't out in the fields, you know, on Tuesday, you know, you might be out in your fields on Tuesday morning and can't come to the morning service, but Monday evening at 6 o'clock, that's why that service is there. And there were services back in the day, in the 5th century when these things were designed, that were to accommodate all the pilgrims that were coming to Jerusalem for these big feasts. And there was a service called the Great Hours, which was just, let's keep the people occupied with church services since they're here, right? We don't even do the hours here because, I don't know, people aren't going to come. So anyway, but Vesporal Liturgy tomorrow, it's for you and everyone. And we're going to be here, we're going to read the prophecies. It was back in the 5th century when I think it was the Patriarch and St. John Chrysostom inquired of the Patriarch of Jerusalem and said, "You guys are there. I mean, this stuff happened in your region. When do you celebrate Christmas, the Nativity?" And he got the answer that it was December 25th. Everyone was, I think, celebrating Epiphany at the time. So anyway, this whole period of when God revealed himself, whether coming out of the womb and being born, or going to being circumcised, or when the Holy Trinity, you know, appeared, that is called the Epiphany. Now we've broken it up into those 2 or 3 feasts. So it's very important for us. Come tomorrow night. Let's be, you know, spend time with God. Hear the prophecies. Hear the Bible readings. Maybe take communion. And let's stand for prayer now.